Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ben Florsheim, there we go, I've got it now, is the mayor of Middletown, Connecticut. And as I mentioned, Virginia Bielek, of course, is an infectious disease specialist of the Hospital of Central Connecticut. And, you know, the new vaccine is coming out. Some places, well, it's a little spotty because I don't think we've done anything like this before. So let's see what's going on. Ben Florsheim, sometimes I guess you just have to improvise. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. How are you?
It's good to have you on. And I do want to mention, I know you hate it when people say this, but you're 28. So, no. We had a question.
That's true.
Because I got here in 92, and before that I was at college here, but, you know, years ago. In I was in Hartford, but we played, you know, Middletown, you know who. you know those guys.
I've heard there's a rivalry there.
The Cardinals, right. At Wesleyan. But anyway, it seems like they've been working on the Aragone Bridge for most of our lives. Is that true?
Indeed, and they're working on it right now.
Yes, I know.
and you know, it's been a big project, and I think that, you know, we're looking towards now, you know, the need for eventually at some point in the next few decades a replacement of that bridge. I found when I took office the pen that President Roosevelt used to sign the law that created the Aragone Bridge.
No,
is in Middletown City Hall. That's one of my favorite pieces of
political
paraphernalia that I've come across. Yeah,
God.
Pretty incredible.
I mean, it's been around forever, and you know it's a beautiful bridge.
Yes.
But I mean, the thing is, it's truly usually it's one lane in each direction. You know.
Yeah.
So I just wonder, you know, what's the problem? Why are we doing this? I'm glad we are, but nevertheless, because of that, there's some problems that we're dealing with in Middletown, and that of course is on the vastly improved over the past 20 years Main Street. So what's going on there, Mayor?
So, you know, and you raise a really good question that people raised when the Department of Transportation first was proposing this project, which is, why aren't we building a new bridge?
Right.
If it's an old bridge and it needs this much maintenance, and it is, as you said, you know, as one of three major crossings in the entire region of the river,
yeah.
You know, shouldn't it have a little bit more capacity? And I think that what it came down to was the state budget and the financial conditions. And I'm hopeful, you know, I don't think that we would want to go ahead and replace it right after doing all this work. But I am hopeful that, you know, with this new administration, we're going to be getting more infrastructure spending with Rosa DeLauro as chair. We'll be getting some more infrastructure money to the state and try to do some more upgrades. And when it comes to Main Street, you know, I think that there's priorities there as well. I think we need to make sure the DOT project that is working on the bridge is also making some minor changes that they're hoping will have a major positive impact on Main Street to keep traffic moving more smoothly through. But we also need to do more investment to make Middletown, to make our Main Street, to make our downtown more livable, walkable, accessible to pedestrians and cyclists and that sort of thing, because that's really where these downtowns, especially in small cities, are going right now and need to continue in that direction.
Well, you know, the fact is, the closer you get to the Wesleyan campus, you know, more and more restaurants, exotic restaurants.
Yep.
If you want some pho, you can find pho. You can find everything there, which is kind of cool. And actually, the whole town, and I mentioned this as we were getting started, you know, I remember going to Middletown like in 92, and it was pretty depressing. But, I mean, it's really turned around. So a lot of people deserve a lot of credit for that. And I do think the school, absolutely, you're right, does, in fact, have place a little excitement on the streets, if you know what I mean.
Right. And I think that it's been many years of difficult work by a lot of people, as you said. The transformation from what downtown looked like in the 80s and 90s and early 90s does not happen by accident. It was a conscious partnership between the university and the chamber and the city government and many others over the years. And, you know, our fear, one of the most horrifying things to us at the beginning of this pandemic was seeing Main Street go from this vibrant, busy place to being just desolate when the restaurants closed, when businesses closed, and we panicked that it wasn't going to come back. And I think that we have, thanks to things like the PPP program, I'm glad we're getting more support coming, and we've also tried to. We've marshaled local resources to provide grants to some of our small businesses in town as well. And, you know, we just really had to put our shoulder into it really quickly to make sure that we didn't lose what has taken so long to rebuild. I think we're doing okay.
Well, you were mentioning in passing, and I guess we do this in every conversation now. He was talking about COVID-19, you were. And, you know, now there's a vaccine. And I guess apparently there was an issue, there couldn't be an issue, in that you get too many doses, right? Did you?
So we didn't get, yes and no. So
okay,
the way
good.
That it's been working so far is that the state gets an allocation from the federal government. They hear about that a few days in advance.
Right.
The town health departments are among the providers. We are not the only providers. The hospitals are also administering vaccine. Yes. Community health centers are also doing it. But we apply for all of those providers apply for a distribution from the state. We asked for 500 for our first distribution, and we got 500. We were lucky to get that full allocation. And then what we found is that in the first couple of days of the clinics when we were back, so city is doing city workers right now. So our 1A folks, our medical first responders, our firefighters, our police officers, first responders, our school nurses, that sort of thing. There were instances where vials were opened and not everybody who was scheduled, because we wanted to schedule this in advance, not everybody who was scheduled to make it to a clinic was able to make it to the clinic. And then there were also some instances where there was one more. The vials contained 10 doses, but there are some that have an 11th dose in there. Again, don't want to have go to waste. So we been improvising, as you mentioned earlier, and working with this, and now working more formally with the state and our local partners to make sure that those doses get used, that they don't get wasted, and that we have arms ready to take them, because the last thing we want to do is see this thing go to waste.
Well, the Pfizer is more difficult to store. It requires sub-zero, well below zero temperatures. You're doing the Moderna. Is that one that's harder to handle, easier to handle? What is it?
You know, I don't have the expertise to say whether it's harder or easier.
I can
tell you that we don't have the ultra cold fridge we needed for the Pfizer.
Who does? It's great for beer though.
The way that we're treating it is once it's defrosted, arrived frozen. Once it's defrosted,
it
has a 30-day shelf life. But once the vial is open, once that individual bottle with doses in it is open, you want to use that as quickly as possible, you know, by the end of the clinic, to make sure that it doesn't go bad.
Hey, being mayor of Middletown, a lot of fun goes on with that, huh?
It's been an exciting first year and change, absolutely.
Couldn't you just cut ribbons? I mean, that's what I thought the job was going to be. Hey, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it. And good luck to you down the road here.
Thank you very much. We all need a little bit of it, I think. But
I agree, my brother.
New year with better news.
All right. Middletown Mayor Ben Florsheim. And so he did confirm what I believe, and that is the Arrigoni Bridge has been worked on forever. So, well,
yes, indeed.
At least during my life.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.